Well, I've got a story about that, because you were doing the other week.
Yeah.
Those who have changed their clubs.
Hey, did you go, by the way, to Wolves?
Yeah, oh, God, no. Yes, I did.
Yeah?
If we lose 4-0 one more time this season.
Yeah, but not to Wolves.
Oh, well, I mean, like, if Stevie Ball wants to decapitate
that goalkeeper, then up to him. Oh, that was it? Oh, I thought you just got beat 4-0, but there was a cheater. You cheater.
He's a bit of a thug.
No, it's nothing to do. You sound like when you're at school and you play against another team of third years and they have some 6-foot-4 bloke and you rush across to the referee and say, he's not 13, sir. He's too big, sir. The fact that he is 13 is destroying your defence. It's neither here nor there. But what are you going to say about that? Irrational hatred of clubs?
Well, I'm going to tell a story about my mate who you were on about changing clubs the other week.
Mm-hmm.
He was...
Hang on, I just figured out an anagram of Luton, which they could say when you turn up, is L, not you. That's not bad, is it? So, go on.
Well, his name's Rob.
L, not
and
you.
And until the age of 5, he's a Birmingham fan.
Mm-hmm.
Until at primary school, some Villa toffs got him into the toilet and threatened to beat him up in change allegiance to the Villa.
Yeah.
And he's been a Villa fan ever since.
Oh, he didn't actually do it.
He goes down there.
he changed allegiance because when he was 13, someone was going to
beat
him up.
No, when he was 5.
When he was 5?
Yes.
Oh, I dare say, though, you know, those things do get ingrained in you. As I said earlier on, I said 5 was the age you have to catch people. So there it is. I don't suggest this is for everyone, but if you do want to get more supporters, it's like the old press gang thing. We've got to send gangs of people out in the streets to grab 5-year-olds and say, either you support Luton or else. And you'll find you get their crowds back. The Wimbledon probably got press gangs out now.
Yeah.
Going through nurseries and saying, listen here, kid, either you come down to Selhurst Park and watch us, or else you'll grow up with buck teeth. And they'll all be there. That's the way to get them early.